is Erin Blanding, and today I'm talking with the Water Justice Youth about their work and these interesting times that we're living in. So thanks for joining me today, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, just to get started, if we could have, like, intros, you guys tell me your name, maybe what grade you're in, and what got you into this work.
Starting off with me, my name is Genesis Cooper. I am 14 years old, and I'm going into the ninth grade. What got me interested in water justice was doing work at the sanctuary in the summer of 2019. And then Miss Branda, who is one of the coordinators of Water Justice, she like got me into the program and told me all of the things about it. And I have a big interest in science, so I've just joined.
Nice.
I'm Gabby. I'm the youngest, 13 years old. I'm going to be a freshman. And I joined the Youth Justice program because I'm very interested in marine biology, and I hope to pursue it when I go to college.
My name is Shantanique Pollock. I am, how old am I? 15 years old, and I am going into the 10th grade. I got into water justice because Genesis like introduced me into it, and I've always kind of been into investigating stuff and researching and mostly science in general. So I thought it would be a really cool idea to join.
Awesome. That's really cool. And so, you know, I'm wondering if you could just tell everyone listening about just a little bit about the Water Justice Lab and what each of you are doing with the project.
So for all of us, really, we're basically researching different things about the Hudson River's water quality and how it can affect the people that live around it. I mostly focus around the animals that live around it.
I focus on, when I try to do interviews, I try to focus on people who affect, I guess you could say, the river's quality. So like landfill workers or just like random people around the neighborhood. Maybe people who have a program for water justice similar to ours.
For me, I mostly focus on the sewage pollution and things that can easily come from like runoff into the river. So whenever I go into an interview, they'll mostly be about how to fix the sewage and the overflows, mostly.
Gotcha. Well, it's really cool to hear you talk about, because this is really important work. In the larger, you know, in the grand scheme of things, water justice is really, really important. And I'm wondering, what does water justice mean to each of you guys?
I believe, I said this earlier, water justice is really just like in the name. It's like we focus, our base is water, and then the justice part of it is where we try to get justice for all people who are affected by water. People and animals and plants. It's just like justice for everybody, and the base is just water.
Water justice is important because, well, we need water to survive. And if, like, we didn't have clean water, then there would be health issues on top of health issues, and eventually there would be no more water.
For me, water justice is important because environmental things like water and even air and other things that we use to survive should be simple like necessities that we shouldn't have a problem with but are. So I think that like one of like pretty much the mission of it is to make it so we no longer have to worry about things that should have been like clean and like available to everyone since the beginning.
So you guys are working on this during a very interesting time in our history and pretty awful in terms of, you know, just some of the things that are happening. And I'm just wondering if you guys could talk about maybe how you guys see your work with water justice tying into like the grand scheme of like, you know, maybe COVID or the Black Lives Matter movement that's, you know, seen a recent resurgence. So,
well, I think that water justice ties into the Black Lives Matter movement with the sense of environmental racism and how different areas, like based on their income or based on who the majority race is in that said area, they can have different water quality. And it's not like that for every single neighborhood that has minorities, but it is like that for a good portion. So it just adds to another thing that the Black Lives Matter movement could be fighting for, more than just police brutality, but it could also be the health effects with environmental racism.
And another thing is like finding common ground, like both the Black Lives Matter movement and the Water Justice Lab want to fight for equality for all and making the world a better place, whether that be with having a healthy water system or all races having equal rights or being treated the same. So just in the sense of finding common ground could be another way that they related.
For about like the COVID issues that are going on, how the COVID situation and water justice kind of linked together is like people's health, which also Genesis and Gabby added on to with the Black Lives Matter movement. Mm-hmm. But pretty much with water, if it's unclean and dirty and people are still drinking out of it and going into it, your health will definitely be affected, and it shouldn't. Water shouldn't be something that can make you sick when it could easily be avoided.
Gotcha. Yeah, those are some really good points. And so, you know, you kind of already touched on this a little bit earlier, but, you know, just a little more explicitly, what would you share your thoughts on what environmental equity for all means and, you know, what it might look like?
Environmental equity for all is, like I said earlier, where it's like equality in water quality when it comes to animals, plants, and humans, because animals need water just as much as humans do. Plants need water just as much as animals do. Every life form on Earth needs water. So when all of us have good water, good, clean, healthy drinking and washing water, cooking water, it is beneficial to everybody, and it helps with health. It can also help with the economy, because then there's not as many plumbing issues that happen with people's water, so people aren't spending as much to get their water fixed. So if we all just work together and try to make our water clean for every single being on Earth, it will reach true water equity.
And it's kind of adding on to what Genesis said, it could also be the fact of, like she said, all living things need water to survive, but water should be something that gives people strength instead of ruining their health and taking people down slowly. And we shouldn't have to be, like, people shouldn't be so clueless about their own water system, like where what they throw away goes or where or how what steam factories are using, because air pollution and water pollution are all very big problems. So they could very well just end the human race altogether if it continues. So that's a really big problem.
Yeah. Adding on to what Gabby said for like how water can slowly like kill people, I think that everyone should have access to water, but also this water should be clean. Like how some water drains and like water access people have are extremely dirty and unclean, but if you go a little bit more upstream, it'll be cleaner and more healthy. So I'm thinking that all water should be more healthy and drinkable and swimmable, and all the animals in it should be healthy as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a really important distinction to make. And It's really awesome work you guys are doing and really inspiring. This has been Erin Blanding, and I've talked with the Water Justice crew today about, you know, their work and water justice in general. And thanks for tuning in.